Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He was born a father to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times.
Sir Elton bringing us back his greatest song of all time, in my opinion, Leave On. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Vicki Oliver is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, among other books. Vicki, with a Y, Oliver.com is her website, and she's talking to us about some things that you probably shouldn't say to your boss. Or co-workers, perhaps, some things you shouldn't say or do at work. And this is good advice, hopefully, coming from a couple of employers and experts like Vicki and I. So we talked about how to ask for a raise, what to ask for a raise in the last segment. Vicki, what's the next thing they should not do?
I think you should never watch the clock. I don't think you should want to be someplace else than where you are. Mm-hmm. It's very, very tricky today, I especially with young employees, about watching the clock, you know? Everyone is so impatient, and they want to get out. And I think that if you feel that way too often when you go to work, people will notice it, and they're going to feel it. They're going to feel your impatience to leave. And yeah. I don't think that that is good either for your career or for general morale.
Well, let me give you an example. I've had employees who have jobs. I never told them when to show up. I just said, look, you can come at 8:30, you can come at 8, you can come at 8:30, you can come at 9. But we have a job to do, and you have to, we stay here till at least 5, but you also have to get your job done. And they don't clock in here, and we don't have customers coming in at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's not like that. So I've had people would come in at the last minute possible and leave at the earliest minute possible. Now, I knew that they couldn't really do their job every time in that case because sometimes we were waiting on phone calls.
Right.
But then they would want to take off an extra hour or they'd want to take off a half a day for this or that. Well, I wasn't as nice to those people as the ones who I never knew when they left. You know what I mean? They left. I could tell they left when the work was done. 5:20, 5:30, whatever. They didn't worry about it. I was more generous to those people. What do you think?
I think you're right to have been, because those people were more into working there. They were more into being there and giving it their all. But I also want to say, watching the clock is not just literally watching the clock, you know? It's when you're in a meeting and you just can't help looking at who texted you. You know, your cell phone, like those sneak peeks, like putting your mobile device on your lap underneath the table to look at it. That is also watching the clock.
It's rude.
And really,
it's rude, too.
It's rude. And really, it's just sort of saying that where I am is not as important as whatever is on this telephone. And that is a problem.
And if the person speaking to you is over 50, they're not going to be happy about it more than anybody else.
They're not going to be happy about it. Also to just check yourself. Like, maybe don't bring the mobile device into the
There
meeting,
you go.
You know?
Sometimes a lot of people are saying leave them in your office. All right, what's the next one?
I would say don't jabber. Don't excessively chat.
What does that mean?
Let's say you're in an elevator with somebody. You want to fill in the silence. Don't do that. It makes you look insecure and nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell people endless anecdotes about your childhood, your personal life, things that aren't work-related, you know?
Keep
it short. Don't revisit it unless you have to. I would not tell a lot of personal
You know what else annoys me? People who say things that everybody already knows.
Right.
Stipulate. Folks, learn how to stipulate. Am I right?
Yes, but I would love to hear a fantastic example.
I've got some, but I'd get in all kind of trouble if I told them right now.
Okay, all right. Well,
I'll tell you what. You should come back and we'll have that discussion. Because that is a longer discussion. I do have some thoughts on that. All right, let's talk about the know-it-all. See, now this is the one where you start to meddle a little bit, Vicki. Because how do you prepare to become a talk show host if you don't practice being a know-it-all?
Well, you can't, and that's why this is last on the point list. I know it's going to sound funny, like from two people talking on the radio, but in the office, people don't really like know-it-alls. People don't want to be told what to do, you know. They might want to be shown what to do once or twice, and then they need to be able to do it themselves. You need to let them, you know, let them do it. Let them try. Let them try to do it.
Well, some of the best satires on this sort of thing came out of Saturday Night Live, right? They would find a particular type of an employee of a coworker, and then they would develop a skit around those people. You know what I mean? That was always they were always good for a laugh on those things. So
right,
yeah.
And some of the British comedies too.
Oh
actually.
Yeah, oh yeah, Monty Python and those guys.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, maybe if you've got somebody around you like that, maybe find one of those skits and just send it to them or something. How about that, Vicki?
I think if you have someone around you like that, you just have to try to, you know, practice tolerance. Just be tolerant. But if you are doing it yourself, if you're coming off, if you're, especially
right.
let's it's an equal of yours and you
right.
walk over and you're like, no, that's the wrong way to do that. No, you shouldn't do that. You're making a lot of mistakes. Oh, no, let me show you how to do it.
Right.
You know, you're making an enemy at the workplace and you're not helping. You're not helping the situation at all.
Vicki with a Y. VickiOliver.com is the book, Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. Vicki, good job today. Come back soon.
I would love to.
We will. We'll have you back real soon. Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, Steve.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.